Who We Are by Susan Stryker. Stryker is a presidential fellow and visiting professor of women's gender and sexuality studies at Yale University. What is a woman? An adult human female, according to a seemingly common-sense slogan seen on the T-shirts and laptop stickers of those who oppose the idea that transgender women are women. They argue that gender itself is a false ideology masking the truth of biological sex difference. But woman is complicated in ways that have little to do with transgender issues. Only the delusional would deny biological differences between people, but only the uninformed can maintain that what the body means and how it relates to social category doesn't vary between cultures and over time. The Caribbean novelist and intellectual Sylvia Winter opposes the biocentric ordering of the world that emerged from European colonialism. The transatlantic slave trade depended, after all, on the idea that certain biological differences meant a person could be treated like property. The black 19th century freedom fighter, Sojourner Truth's famous, perhaps apocryphal question, "Ain't I a woman?" challenged her white sisters in the struggle for the abolition of slavery to recognize that what counted as woman counted in part on race. A century later, in the Jim Crow South, segregated public toilet doors marked men, women, and colored underscored how the legal recognition of a gender binary has been a privilege of whiteness. In 1949, the French philosopher Simone de Beauvoir asserted that one is not born, but rather becomes a woman. In doing so, she grasped how the raw facts of our bodies at birth are operated on by social processes to transform each of us into the people we become. Who gets womaned by society and subjected to misogynistic discrimination as a result, and who answers yes to the question posed publicly or in the innermost realms of thought as to whether they're a woman or not?